Yeah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, Increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of thy grace, bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conversation. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The lesson is written in Job chapter 19. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Here endeth the lesson. The epistle is written in the first epistle of John, the 5th chapter. St. John writes, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Here endeth the epistle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Again, after 8 days, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our hymn is number 208. Number 208. Sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing. Today the grave hath lost its sting. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. On that first morning of the week, before the day began to break, the Marys went their Lord to see. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. An angel bade their sorrows flee, for thus he spake unto the three, Your Lord doth go to Galilee. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That night the apostles met in fear. Amidst them came their Lord most dear, and said, Peace be unto you here. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When Thomas afterward had heard that Jesus had fulfilled his word, he doubted if it were the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thomas, behold my side, said he. My hands, my feet, my body see. And doubt not, but believe in me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. No longer Thomas then denied. He saw the feet, the hands, the side. Thou art my Lord and God, he cried. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet whose faith hath constant been. In life eternal they shall reign. Alleluia, alleluia. On this most holy day of days, to God your hearts and voices raised, in laud and jubilee and praise. Alleluia. And we with holy church unite, as evermore is just and right, in glory to the King of Life. Alleluia, alleluia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our risen Lord is graciously present with us, just as he was present with his disciples on that Easter evening. And just as he came to gladden their hearts with assurances that he had fulfilled his word and risen from the dead, so he gladdens our hearts in the scriptural assurances of his victory over sin, death, and the devil. Now, it's easy for us to lose track of the fact of how fearful, how sorrowful, and how shot down and shot to pieces the disciples were. They had trusted in the Lord Jesus. They had been with him. They had learned to not only believe in him, but to love him and to take his word seriously. But the events of the past few days were just too much for them, and they were filled with that kind of deep sorrow and insecurity. What if we have wasted the years of our lives? What if it is true that he is as the Pharisees and the scribes said? So they were a disheartened, sorrowful bunch of people. And not only that, but they were frightened because the same authorities that had seen to it that Jesus was put to death were now seeking to round up all of his followers and to do the same to them. And so they gathered together behind closed doors, filled with sorrow, filled with fear, filled with questions. And the Bible tells us that into this room, the doors being shut, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. So the first thing that we need to hear is that Jesus comes to us in peace and in grace, and his presence among us reminds us of his faithfulness, because just as the scriptures tell us of how the disciples were made glad when they were assured of the resurrection by seeing his hands and his side, so it is that the word of God and the Spirit of God who works through that word gladdens our hearts and fills us with a spiritual confidence that our Lord is indeed the crucified Lord who is indeed risen again from the dead. Now, the other gospels go into different details about the events of this evening and the things that Jesus said. But here, the thing for us to pay attention to in John's gospel is that Jesus showed unto them his hands and his side. That is, he showed them and assured them by this showing of them that it is not, he was not a ghost, he was not a spirit, he was not a figment of the imagination or of fevered minds, but that it is the same Jesus who lived among them and taught them, the same Jesus who was nailed to a cross, was crucified, dead, and buried. And this same Jesus is now bodily risen from the dead. But he is no longer simply just alive again, but he is alive and he has entered into his state of exaltation and glory. And so his body is no longer subject to what mortal bodies are subject to. He can appear and disappear. He can come into a room and manifest himself without having to pass through and open a door. He can pass through shut doors. He is risen from the dead, but he is no longer in his state of humiliation. He is in his state of exaltation. And so his resurrection and the assurance of his resurrection gladdened the hearts of the disciples, because they saw in his resurrection not only the fact that their Lord was alive again, but that his resurrection is the guarantee of our resurrection from the dead as well. And so as the hearts of the disciples were made glad when they saw the Lord, and that it was Jesus whom they had known, Jesus who had been crucified, and Jesus who was now alive and exalted and standing before them and talking with them. And so it is that we are encouraged to believe that we have the peace of Christ, because the risen Christ is also present with us by means of his word and by means of his holy sacraments. All right, so that's the first thing that we need to consider, is this: Jesus is present with us, and he gladdens our hearts with the scriptural assurances that in his resurrection, he has conquered sin for us. He has conquered death for us. And he has conquered the devil and all of his temptations for us. Now, the second thing that we need to consider for today is that our risen Lord graciously is present with us to strengthen us by his Spirit, so that we may treasure the remission of our sins, that we may overcome all doubt and boldly confess Christ. And number three, rejoice in the blessedness of believing without having seen. All right, let's talk about these things. After he showed them to his hands and his side, Jesus said to the disciples, "As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you." So the Father sent Christ into the world to redeem the world, and now Christ, just like the Father sent him, he sends his disciples into the world with the gospel. Now in Matthew chapter 28, we learn that they are to go into all the world and they are to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And in Mark chapter 16, we learn that go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And in Luke's gospel, we learn that he tells his disciples that repentance and faith are to be preached in all the world in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. And now here in John's gospel, he focuses in on the keys of the kingdom of God. And he says to his disciples, "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Now, what this tells us is that Christ has given to his church the authority to remit and retain sins. You remember the story of the paralytic. They tore up the roof and let him come down, and this paralyzed man was laid before Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." And the Pharisees and the scribes were offended that Jesus would claim to have the power on earth to forgive sins. Nobody can forgive sins but God alone. How can you say your sins are forgiven as if you had the power to forgive sins? And Jesus said, "What's easier to say? Rise up and walk, or your sins be forgiven. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "rise, take up your bed, and go home." And that miracle by which this man was instantaneously strengthened, who had been paralyzed his whole life, and he was able to get up and walk, this miracle proves that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And it is that power and authority that he gives to his church, all right? The power to forgive and retain sins. And therefore, we are being told here that the thing that we must treasure as much as it is possible for us to treasure anything is the treasure of the forgiveness of sins. So determined was Jesus that his disciples would understand the centrality of justification and of forgiveness and of the power to forgive sins, that he gives them this institution of absolution. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. And so by the Holy Spirit, our present Lord today wants to strengthen us and is strengthening us through this word, that the treasure that we hold above all treasures is the forgiveness of sins. Because where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Now we learn about Thomas, called Didymus. He was not present when Jesus appeared to the disciples. And so when he finally showed up, the disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." His response was not a happy one. He said to them, "Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Or as the Greek says, "I will in no way believe." Right? See, Thomas wasn't present when Jesus appeared. He had not yet received the assurances that they had received. Their hearts were filled with faith and thanksgiving. But Thomas, everything was as it had been. And so when they hear, he is not buying into it. He has been so shattered and so filled with sorrow and so set back by all of the events that have transpired over the past few days, that he is not going to believe based upon the testimony of even these, his closest brethren. And so he very definitely delineates, "Unless I put my fingers into the prints of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will in no way believe." Now, sadly for Thomas, He had to live in that misery for another 8 days because he refused to believe the testimony of his own brethren among the disciples. He had to live in that state of agony, sorrow, fear, and despair for 8 more days. And he only really had himself to blame, because when the disciples testified to him, "We have seen the Lord," they were testifying the truth of God, the word of God to him. And the word of God is what kindles and nurtures faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so at that moment, he could have believed and had his heart lightened in faith. But he had to wait 8 days. And the disciples were once again gathered together, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut. So he does the same thing. And he stood in the midst of them and he said, "Peace be unto you." All right. So everything is the same, except that Jesus immediately turns his attention to Thomas. Now, the disciples had been a week since they had seen the risen Lord. Now they are together again. And what Jesus says shows that even though he was not visibly present with the disciples when they gave testimony to Thomas, he knows full well what they said to Thomas and what Thomas said to them. And so he says to Thomas, he throws Thomas's own words back in his teeth. He says, "Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Now, Thomas is an apostle. That is, he is one of the chosen eyewitnesses whose eyewitness testimony will become the foundation of the church. All right, so the 12 apostles in many ways are like us, but there is a way in which they are not like us. They are eyewitnesses to Christ's earthly ministry, eyewitnesses to his crucifixion and death, and eyewitnesses to his resurrection. And so therefore, Thomas had to be given the privilege of seeing his risen Lord in the flesh. But notice that the words of Jesus to Thomas recall for Thomas his own words of doubt and frustration. Jesus uses Thomas's own words and offers him his hands and his side. And he finishes by saying to him, "Be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." We don't have any record that Thomas actually reached his fingers and touched Jesus. All we know that is when he saw Jesus and heard the words of Jesus, his answer was to confess that Jesus is not only his Lord, but his God. "You are my Lord and my God." So We pray that our faith may be strengthened, and that as Jesus comes to us by means of his word and gives us his Holy Spirit, through the Spirit of God, we may overcome all doubt that may cling to us from time to time, and that we may join in the words of Thomas and confess faith that Jesus is our Lord and God. And the last thing I want to talk about today is the blessedness of word-wrought faith. Because, you know, we often think, if I could only see a vision of the risen Lord, then I would never have another doubt again in my entire life. But notice what Jesus says to Thomas. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Listen to this now. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. He's talking about you and me. We have not seen the risen Christ as Thomas did and as the other of the apostles did. We have not seen the risen Christ, but we have heard the gospel, and the Holy Ghost has called us to faith in Christ by means of that gospel and through the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion has brought us to this wonderful faith and keeps us in it. We are the blessed ones that Jesus is talking about. We are blessed to have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to be cleansed of our sins and to be received into God's own family. We are blessed to hear the gospel and to have our hearts bear witness to the truth of it, to have come to saving faith in this gospel word. It is not foolishness to us like it is to those who are perishing, but to us, it is the power of God. We are blessed to have the gospel to strengthen our faith that we may remain firm. And we are blessed to be able to kneel together and to receive the very body and blood of Christ, which was given and shed for us on the cross, and is given to us in the bread and the wine of Holy Communion for the strengthening of our faith and for the strengthening of our life in Christ. And so Jesus is talking about us when he says to Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And the last thing in our gospel for today, John closes by saying that Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But here, listen to this. These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So in other words, the gospel has gone forth into the world, and it is the means by which the Holy Ghost creates faith in the heart of those who hear. And those who hear and believe are blessed even if they do not see with their eyes. And one of the joys of entering into the kingdom of glory for us will be when faith gives way to sight. And when we finally see the fullness of all that we have received by means of the word, and our hearts rejoice, not that we finally know it's true, because we know now that it is true by the Spirit of God who has given us faith, but we will receive that heavenly joy of seeing that all the things that we believed, all the things that we trusted, have been consummated for us, and we have all eternity to enjoy that blessedness. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Let us pray. O God of all grace, mercy, and peace, who by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead didst declare him to be thy Son and our Savior, and who by the faithful testimony of the apostles hast given us assurance that our faith stands upon a most true and sure record, grant us the witness of thy Spirit, that our hearts may rest in thy truth. We thank thee for the unspeakable gift of eternal life in thy Son. Preserve and defend us from all assaults upon our souls, so that we may hold fast to the profession of our faith. Deliver us from doubt and despair. Save us from vain philosophies and worldly wisdom. Give us thy doctrine, the spirit of truth, and the mind of Christ. We lift up our hearts to thee in thanksgiving for thy word. Grant us so to desire its pure and refreshing nourishment that we may daily bring forth the fruits of righteousness in our pilgrimage upon earth. Illumine us by its heavenly light and instruct us by its saving truth. Help us therein to find Jesus. And though we behold him not, save with the eyes of faith, lead us to love him and to rejoice in him with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And grant that we may receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Breathe upon thy church, that it may faithfully preach thy word and proclaim the gospel of our risen Savior with courage and diligence in all lands to all people. Have respect, O Lord, unto our prayer for all the schools of the church, its colleges and seminaries, its parish schools, that they may bring forth youth who walk in the way of thy commandments and are obedient to thy holy will. Hearken unto the supplications that may rise secretly in our hearts for some special help or favor, and give us the assurance of thy mercy. And when, in thine unsearchable wisdom, thou hast permitted a cross to be laid on any of us, assure us that thou wilt not permit us to be tried above that we are able, but wilt strengthen us therein through the grace of Jesus Christ. Forgive now the sins of thy people. Strengthen the doubting and the faithless. Bring back the forgetful and the wayward, and comfort the anxious and the distressed. And as we go from this hallowed gathering this day, grant unto us all thy peace. All this we pray in the name of Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hold on. Shake. We're going to cyber shake.